Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For everybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. It's Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the central side, and it's getting friggin' dark out too early. I can't handle this. This sucks. Anyway, so having said that, we are here on Building Fortunes Radio with Darlene Sartori, who runs the Ideal Network. We do this, like I said, every Wednesday at this time. And we've been talking for years on Building Fortunes Radio because Darlene's been a previous customer and a great host of ours on Building Fortunes Radio about different and various things. And we talk about everything from, you know, what's going on in sometimes our personal situations, what's going on with the economy, what's going on with politics, what's going on with whatever might be going on that we think you might be interested in. And certainly Darlene is kind of forming some of her memoirs, let's call it. She's documenting her life as well as some of the things that she's been going through as well on Building Fortunes Radio. And I don't know what we're going to talk about because we got kind of distracted before the radio show just talking about some regular stuff that's going on. You know, we're all, she's a mom and a grandma and even a great-grandma, dad and grandpa, and not a great grandpa yet, thank goodness, not yet. But the reality is that everybody's dealing with whatever they're dealing with. And she played a recording on outwitting the devil last week. And if you use that metaphorically, you know, the outwitting the devil, it seems like there's a lot of stuff that people have to outwittle if they're going to be, or outwitting, if they're going to be dealing with whatever they might be dealing with in every day's time. So whether it's getting darker earlier or whether it's changing in what's going on with technology or privacy or finances, it's everybody's in that whole world of who the hell is moving my cheese? So Spencer Johnson wrote a book, Who Moved My Cheese, a long time ago. And I think Spencer's got to rewrite that book. We'll give him the chance to do it with Who Put My Cheese in the Blender and is Whipping It Around. So having said that, thanks for being here on, without the top on, by the way, without the top on, loaded it well to the top without the top on. So who's whipping around my cheese with Darlene Sartori on Building Fortunes Radio. Darlene, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for bringing some humor into the mix today, because we really do need some humor to be able to figure out how to stay at a positive mental attitude. You know, I made a comment to somebody this morning. I never thought that I would ever live to the point where I cannot forgive someone for something. And he kind of reminded me of the Bible's, dynamic. And I said, well, that's the kind of situation that I'm having with me and God right now, is I never thought that I would ever be in a situation where this world has spiraled so far out of control. You know, I heard my parents and my aunts and uncles talk about the era of World War II and the aftermath that actually in many ways was very prosperous afterwards. You know, wars drive the economic machinery often. And now after the Israel situation being attacked on October the 7th of 2023, here we are all those years later. You know, I'm a wartime baby. Was born in 1944. And my parents made the career of the military. And so I saw a lot of the aftermath of World War II. And so I guess I kind of grew up with knowing in the back of my brain that there's a lot of hell that goes along with wartime. And but I never realized until just really recently just how much our planet is driven by evil, the economics and the wartime economy, et cetera. And so when I decided to take on this job of this mission of, oh, no, not me, somebody else can do it better than I can. Oh, no, and I've been, you know, dragging my feet on doing this chaplain's course because I feel like there's others out there that can be much more qualified than I am and to do this project. But for some odd reason, it's not getting done. And so I took on the project to say, okay, let's see what I can do with it. And so last week, you got to see a little bit of the shift of where I thought that I would not be going directly into doing chaplains for children, chaplains for as partners in parenting and et cetera, until further on down the road. But with the shift of what's happening on the planet right now, it's these children that are being radicalized. It's these children without the ability to have a consciousness yet. You know, until a kid is about 6 years old, they don't really start making choices on their own. But unfortunately, parents and et cetera are letting kids make choices way too early before they even have a conscience. They're giving them cell phones. They're giving them all sorts of technology and et cetera that they can connect with things out there on the planet. And they have no clue what they're even connecting with, and they're very easily radicalized. And if you don't know what I mean by that, just go on the internet and type it in and find out what I mean when you say radicalized. I never thought that I would ever live again to see the kinds of rallies, whatever we want to call these politely. I'm struggling to find polite words for these haters. So whenever last week when I played Outwitting the Devil, you got a taste of what evil is telling us that we need to be teaching our children if we want them to outwit evil, okay? And so if you've not listened to last week's session on the Outwitting the Devil book that's part of the chaplain's course, then go to pages, the book is Outwitting the Devil, The Success to Freedom and Success, The Secret to Freedom and Success. Slow down and stop talking so fast, Darlene. I have to remind myself that often. Napoleon Hill, who's the author of Think and Grow Rich and a lot of other books that he wrote, this was a manuscript that he wrote way back in the late 1930s. Some have it written as 1934. Others said that it was hidden in 1938. So maybe it was available to a few people before his wife asked him to please not publish it because of how controversial it might be. She used the word even crucify us like they did Jesus. And so if we had had this book and it had been mainstream, we might have avoided World War II. We might have avoided things. So I'm thinking if we can avoid going into World War III with this chaplain's course, then okay, give me the strength to be able to do what needs to be done to teach enough chaplains how to guide us away from radicalizing these children. So if you haven't read and haven't listened, what I did last week is I played pages, I think about 172 to 180 something, 184, I think, in Outwitting the Devil. Because this dynamic of getting the evil one, no matter what you want to think it is, to actually tell the truth of what are their tricks, what's going on. Why did Israel not know that Hamas was building all those tunnels, why did we not know the people that were living there in that Palestinian area? Why did we not know that all of these things were being done right in our own backyard? Well, I'm asking myself the same question here. Why did I not know all these things were going on in my own backyard? Today, I'm down there helping put locks on my barn that I've never, ever had to lock up my barn before in all of these years. So I went and got 4 padlocks that are matched so that I can have one key that'll unlock all those. And the only way that you can get in it with my key and be able to check in, and I can see you go in and out of one door because they're all, you know, it's like stuff is just disappearing. And so I'm just really, really concerned what's going on in my own backyard that I'm not even aware of. And it really, really does, I guess, put us onto a different perspective. But in Outwitting the Devil, he goes in and talks about the principles in there. And I'm going to go to another book of his so that I can really give you a list, because in Outwitting the Devil, these dynamics are spread out through the entire book. And so in one of his other books that he wrote, Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, he talks about the 17 principles of personal achievement. And what's happening with our children is we are not learning, we're not teaching them. Because last week we went through the 29 sessions that the devil tells us that we need to be teaching our children. Okay, so when you kind of go through the dynamics that are in the book that is known as Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, the 17 Principles of Personal Achievement, you find that he's talking about some of the very basic principles of success. Now, remember that we talk about success. What does it mean to be successful? Well, I hone that down to being very clearly that it means, is it life empowering or is it not? Is it love empowering or is it not? And so we have to create a dynamic of what is the ideal. And remember, this is the Ideal Network. And it's a radio show that we've created for the Ideal Network. And what I've tried to do over the years is provide a listing of where I consider to be the ideal projects to work with in order to work in a level of being life empowering. So you should have at least 5 to 6 of the products that you are marketing or working with that you are building your lifestyle around, because that's where you keep yourself focused. If you're making the money off of selling a product that's life empowering, it helps you to keep your focus where it needs to be. Okay, and so this is where I'm at on this. So I'm going to quickly go through the list that is in chapter 18 of Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success. And in this part is where it's called a fast review. And so if you're kind of like what I am, I'm a mystery writer and a mystery reader, and I always went to the back of the book to find out what the solution was before I read the book. So this is kind of where I'm saying is go to the last chapter in that book. I think it's the last chapter. It's chapter 18 anyway in there, and it starts at page 213, and it's called a review. And in the notes that I put there, I reminded myself of the master key, that you have to have consciousness of a desired condition. In other words, is your desired condition to be life empowering? Do you have the health consciousness? Do you have the wealth consciousness? Do you have the consciousness in order to focus on how to achieve the desired result? Well, in this case, our desired result is to provide our children with the best start that they can have. Well, the best way to do that is by applying these principles yourself already so they get to experience it firsthand with you. So it says, a fast review. The list that follows is meant to serve as a reminder. Look it over once a week. Are you making regular progress in each of these areas? If you routinely evaluate your efforts to embrace the principles, you are less likely to be caught in a crisis because you've neglected to think accurately. Think accurately, for instance, or to find that your coworkers suddenly regard you as an opportunistic shark. So have you taken some of these things and maybe let a little bit of ego get in the way, a little bit of greed get in the way? Well, you don't want to let that happen. You want to create it so they're creating wealth that benefits all. Okay, then he goes into the list of these 17 principles of success. Well, the first one is develop definiteness of purpose. What are you definitely on purpose for? What is your main purpose? Because if you're not really definite and clear about that, that's where you're going to be going wrong to start with. The second one is establish a mastermind alliance. That is key. Who are the team you are working with in all of these various different areas in whatever your purpose is? What are their categories? Who is it you have to work with in order to have a mastermind alliance? Number three is assemble an attractive personality. Wow, the word assemble an attractive, pleasing personality. I kind of thought about that word for quite a while, about assembling, pulling together the bits and pieces that make you have a personality that's a pleasing and attractive. That kind of falls right into the law of attraction. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the words and why he reduces them down to short clips. Number four is use applied faith. And in that level, that's kind of, I say, trust. And I used to say I trust and then I verify, but now I've learned how to verify before I trust. So sometimes we have to shift our focus onto what are we applying our faith on. You know, faith is confidence that something is going to happen okay. Now, so what is it this word faith means? It's not a religious faith. It has to do with being able to know that what you have accepted can be counted on. Number five is go the extra mile. Wow. You know, I think most of us listening to this probably do that. You're already going the extra mile. You're doing what other people aren't doing. You happen to pick up the pieces because more and more we find that less and less of people are actually doing what needs to be done to create an ideal civilization in which to live. So number six, create personal initiative. Wow, that is so powerful, because if you're not inspired to do things, if you don't have the initiative to get up and get going, if you don't have the motivation to do what needs to be done, you haven't created personal initiative. Number seven, build a positive mental attitude. And oh, is that so critical. And it's so easy also in a world that has become so negative for us to lose that positive mental attitude. But we've got to remember, this is all about you, me, being able to do things that are life-empowering. That's what positive means. It's life-empowering, not death-empowering. Number eight, control your enthusiasm. Oh, is that one I have to work on all the time. is I get too enthusiastic. You can tell from my voice, I'm excited to be doing this. This is what turns me on, so to speak. This is what gives me the motivation to keep going. When the tough gets going, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. I had to turn that around there correctly. Number 9, enforce self-discipline. Ooh, do I work on that on every day? Is I need to get more self-disciplined. I need to be able to keep the things around me much more organized, much more clearly available. I'm still looking for things that I have stored away and I've forgotten where I put them. So I need to be much more self-disciplined about where I put things and what I do, and be able to follow through to completion and not just stop in the middle of things and not put them away so that I know where they're at. So self-discipline really is about organizing your own space internally and externally. Number 10, think accurately. Oh, that's so important. Remember the school of thinking, making the current best ever better? And that's the dynamic of uncomprehending, where do I learn these skills? Well, thinking accurately is one that you can find at theschoolofthinking.org. Number 11, control your attention. Oh, how easily we get distracted. You know, an emergency comes along, and I'm finally starting to learn your emergency isn't necessarily mine. Can somebody else take care of that? Does it really need my attention? Isn't it something that someone else could get up and take care of? So control your attention. One of those things I'm reminded about with that is being able to take your day and putting it around and grouping it around like kind of things. Do all of your outside work that needs to be done in the early mornings when it's not so hot. Group your times for doing your phone calls in a segment of time. So learn how to organize your time around your activities. And your activities are going to be different than my activities, and so maybe your time is going to be, and the Neotech groups call that the mini days. So organize your thing around groups of time that it normally takes to do things. So that's a great tip, because when you control your attention, you control your time and space. Remember, we all have the same amount of time. It's what we do with it that makes a difference. Number 12, inspire teamwork. Now we're going back there to number 2, is establish a mastermind alliance. Okay, so when you establish that mastermind alliance, one of the things you have to do is learn how to inspire teamwork. Each person on the team has a job to do, and sometimes it takes 2 or 3 people to do that specific job. But inspire the teamwork, making sure that they keep going and getting the job done, that you don't have to keep going and checking on them and making sure that the job gets done, that you know that when you assigned a teamwork of people, they're going to get it done because they have these other components and learning the same thing that you're learning. Number 13 is learn from adversity and defeat. You know, we don't make any mistakes in this life. We just have a lot of learning lessons. So if something isn't working out, it's because we had a lesson to learn. Sometimes the only way we're going to learn it is through adversity and defeat that get our attention. You know, when you get defeated at something or you feel like it's a failure, what was it that you did that wasn't accurate to be able to get the dynamic? Maybe it wasn't accurate thinking. Maybe it wasn't accurate planning. Maybe it wasn't creating the right people to work on the team. So what is it that created the adversity and defeat so you can avoid it? So what they say about that's the height of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. No, don't do that. Okay. Learn so you don't create the same mistake over and over. 14 is cultivate creative vision. Wow. Cultivate creative vision. you know, think about that from this dynamic of what is it that I sit back and think about, what are the solutions to something? Okay, and how can I come up with a better mousetrap, as they often say? How can I create something that makes the current best ever better? How can I be creative about it? Maybe I can't create the dynamic, but maybe I can make a suggestion to somebody that is manufacturing or making something and help them to be much more creative in the visions that they had and have around their product or service. Number 15, maintain sound health. You know, I guess if I had to rewrite this list, I might put that back up there very beginning, because if you don't have sound health, I mean whole life health, mental health, emotional health, physical health, spiritual health, that's so important, because if you're ill, you're sick, you're discombobulated, all these things that go on, all these other things are going to be much, much more challenging. So I think I'd put that one right back at the top of the list instead of down here at number 15. But wherever you make it, let's make it sure it's on the list. Number 16, budget your time and money. Okay, remember I made the comment earlier that, you know, we all have the same amount of time in a day. It's what you do with your time that makes a difference. Well, that's what designs and regulates how much, quote-unquote, money you will have or bartering certificates that you'll have. So kind of think of what the word money really means. Money is what you can use to acquire your desired needs. So what are your desired needs? And is there something besides just money that you can use? Can you barter your time? Can you barter your skills with somebody else who might have some of those things that you are desiring? Number 17, use cosmic habit force. Another one of those, maybe we need to put that back up there with the health. Because what is your habit? What are you doing without even thinking about it? You know, have you thought about when you drive a vehicle? You know, how many things do you do automatically without even thinking about it? But in order to be safe and secure, you've learned to be able to do these things habitually. So use your ability for cosmic habit force to create those dynamics that really do help you to create a lifestyle that could be really life-empowering and love-empowering and laughter-empowering and all those wonderful ideals that I talk about. So I see we're almost at the bottom of the hour. That's perfect. We got all 17 of them in there. So now, again, remember that comes from the back part, the last chapter in Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, the 17 principles of personal achievement. You have to personally achieve these. I cannot do them for you. I can stimulate you. I can invite you. I can laugh with you. I can cry with you. But you have to make these things on your own. If you want to get a hold of me to get going with the chaplain's course or the next project that we're going to be working with, and next week I'm going to have a surprise for you about our next project that we're going to revitalize. So we don't have time to go into it tonight, but if you tune in next week, you'll learn, be the first ones to know where we're headed in our next major leap forward for 2024. So back to you. Okay, my phone number, 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419. And you're welcome to reach me at urantiasociety@gmail.com for an email. Urantia, URANTIA, and the word society, SOCIETY, @gmail.com is the one for those who are working with me in the chaplain's course. Everything else, of course, goes over to the Ideal Projects Network @gmail.com. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. So great information, and as I was listening to you read those 17 things, I was thinking about, you know, sometimes there's a lot of things that are spinning around, hitting a lot of people in different directions. And I think the more people you probably have contact with, the more you are exposed to it, depending on the center of influence that you might have or the sphere of people that you might be around. And what you had written could be certainly read every morning when you first wake up and a couple of times during the day and probably just before you go to bed as well, kind of keep your head on straight and give you the strength that you need to be able to deal with some of the challenges that are happening out there in the world. So if you're exposed to people of regular, you know, regular everyday people, there are challenges and there are issues. And whether it's health or finances or stress or stuff that's going on with everything, this is important. So I want to say thanks for bringing it up. And for those people listening in, you can always pick this back up if you go back to buildingforgeradio.com/ideal and you hear this on the radio show again, you'll be able to download it, bring it wherever you are, pick up the book, all that sort of stuff, and certainly work with Darlene. So having said that, we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network, so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.